Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, some of you may think this is weird, but I loved it. I've been wanting to talk to a psychic medium for some time now, but never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy Matz through a friend of mine and decided to take a chance and call her. I learned about my children, my job, and other fun mystical stuff. I was so impressed. She was right on with so many things. After talking to Nancy Matz, I walked away feeling great. Call her 916-773-1657 or nancymatz.com. That's nancymatz.com.
Well, good evening, everybody. How are you? I hope everything is good in your life.
For some time now, oh. I never knew who to trust. I learned about Nancy.
See, how did that happen? We got a double on that commercial. That was a great commercial created by me, by a gal in name of Lisa out of Sacramento, California, and she worked for Clear Station Radio. And she had a session by me and did this for me and ran the ad, the commercial that is, during Coast to Coast AM in the evening. So I was very flattered, and she did a great job. Isn't that wonderful? And I do see I have a couple of callers in the queue, Denise and Kiku. You know what? They're now giving names instead of the phone numbers. These are people in the chat room. Oh, how interesting. Anyway, Denise, if you're the 201 area code, I see that I missed a phone call from Florida. So if you have a question, do me a favor and type it in caps. Those who are coming into the chat room, I won't take it that you're shouting, as most people say if you type in caps. And those of you that are waiting for the show to get going, you're waiting for me to give the guest call-in number. And the number is 347-205-9071. Interesting, I had a client, and I was working on a class material earlier on psychic development, if anybody's interested, that's why I slipped into that word. I had a gal call and talked about depression, and this is something that we're all experiencing to a greater or lesser degree. Those of you who have lost a lot are those of you in monies and getting in wrong investments, or you have to move, or you have a relationship that's not working for you. And because the nation is in mourning over the loss of our economic level, you may experience it to a higher and greater degree. And we have to appreciate, Edgar Casey said, the world can change by the thought of all mankind. And we have to separate yourself from what's going on in the economy and what's happening in personal life, and you can appreciate that people call me, they're always in a bad space, and I have to allow it to be where you're at, but not where I'm at. And if that's a good topic and theme for tonight, is how do we get around absorbing and pulling into us the depression, the anxiety of those people in our lives, at work, in the grocery store. You can appreciate somebody being in a bad state and they're in the grocery store in their cart and they're pushing down the aisle and they're angry. So we can't let it affect us, because it can bleed over into your relationship or your career or your job or your searching. Oh, we do have a 201 area code. Kind of wondered if that was a little girl from Florida called me. You know, if you kids want me to call you back, I get a lot of spam. I get a lot of lots of crazy phone calls. And if I miss a call, I won't return it unless you give me a message. That's really straightforward. So hello, everybody in the chat room. I'm getting used to the new chat room. I have it on the sand, has the word love on it. I see a question in the chat room already. Hello there, to a name I'm having trouble to see. I really do believe that energy is accumulative. Energy is collected. Energy is given to people. And I feel like K-E-Y-K-O-U, that you have a collected 2 to 3 people's energy around you. And they're also wanting me to say, are you tired or have you had an injury? Because it feels like you're very susceptible to issues around you. You're collecting them, pulling them to you. But I also feel like, I'm not sure what's going on with you, but your energy is really down. Either you're tired or you've had injury. So the call, thank you, everybody. It's great to see all the people in the in line here. So let's get started with the 850 area code. And who am I talking to tonight?
This is Jordan. How are you?
Well, hello, Jordan. And tell me, what state are you calling from?
Florida.
You're a Florida person too, huh? I see the 201 area code came in from Florida. Jordan, what can I do for you, sir?
Well, actually, I was just listening to the show. Are you doing readings or?
I sure am. And I don't mind if you kids want to have me pick you up if you want. Just listen. I don't have hurt feelings at all. Evidently, the chat room can have as many people, and so they've increased the number of people calling in. So, Jordan, if you don't have a fast question, then I'll go ahead and put you on hold, and you can listen to the rest of the show.
I'm really calling about a relationship type of court thing.
What's your question, sir?
As far as this relationship go that I'm in right now, will this court case, will the two court cases have a bad effect on the relationship, or?
I apologize for not understanding the question. Is your relationship, is your lady involved with the court case, or is it with you or with her?
It's with us. It's with the two of us and a third party.
So she's on your side, or is she with the third party?
I kind of feel like she's with the third party, but she says that she's on my side to cooperate, you know.
I think she's going to cooperate. I don't know that you're going to stay a couple. I feel like she's going to cooperate and be with you, but there's other dynamics going on, like she's confused or she doesn't know what she wants. It could be that after the court case is done, she may have to think about what she wants in a relationship, and I do yourself a favor and let her back off. You don't want to force or create a situation that people are having to make decisions. If she doesn't know what she wants, let her decide her own. Otherwise, the relationship will ruin. I'm not sure I know where this is going, but I see confusion, and I'm not sure she wants to be in a relationship after this is over with anybody. It's almost like she wants to leave so that she doesn't get reminded. Okay?
Okay, thanks a lot.
Do you want to stay on? You want me to just click you off so you can stay on and listen?
Please, thanks.
All right, sir. Hold on. Now I'll get to the 201 area code.
Hi.
Hello, dear. Who's this?
It's Ann. I wrote you the email today.
Oh, there you are. Hello. Well, you know, when you kids Google looking for free readings, it'd be like whatever you do at work. Say you're an accountant, and you go home for the evening, and someone calls you up and says, can I have you look over my tax papers tonight? And I have to draw the line somewhere because I talk 8 hours a month giving free readings. So those of you who are listening and not at a computer, you know, if you want a reading from me, you have to go to nancymatz.net. And if you want a free reading like this little girl, bless her heart, she's calling in tonight. So what's your first name again, Anna?
Ann. Well, it's Jennifer Ann, but, you know, Ann works.
What do people yell at you when they want your attention?
Well,
what
I
people
Jen,
call
Jenny. I guess it's Jen.
Jen. Okay. Well, good evening, Jen. And if you could kind of give me a question, what you want from me tonight, girl?
Okay. Well, I'm from New Jersey, not Florida. I think I'm one of the new callers. Okay. So in the email, I have an ex boyfriend. He's an ex, and I guess I'm over it, but not really. Like, I don't know. Like, I'm between the walls. I was wondering if he's gonna come back. Like, what does he feel?
He is going to come back to you, but I feel like, have you ever seen what a washboard looks like, up and down, up and down, up and down? There is feelings for you. You're cutting out just a little bit, and the audience maybe have heard you cut in and out. I was trying to capture the whole thing. And what happens is I don't read the emails until I'm ready, because then I think about you too much. From what I picked out, I feel a little sadness. There's up and down with him, like a washboard. I feel like he will touch base with you again. But I think he has lost something. I don't know if it's his nerve or if he's lost his footing in life. And this is similar to the little young man that called earlier. He doesn't know what he really wants. He wants you, but he doesn't want you. So I think he may come back, but he hasn't decided on what level.
Because he came back once, but he was confused. Like, oh, I don't know, you know. Like, but yeah, the kid is confused.
Remember, I gave you my very, very best. And I told people, please understand, if they're confused, and same with the young man, if any confusion is in the mix of a relationship, it's better to leave than to risk your heart anymore. Because indecision, if you're there and you're pressuring them, makes them go away. And if you're not there pressuring them and there is indecision, then their head is clearer to make a better choice, whether it's for you or against you. If it's for you, then you'll know they're coming back with their head cleaned out of indecision. If I were you, I would back away, and Jordan, you too, after this over, and let the other partner get over what's in their head and not working for them, to check and see what the real feelings are. If someone's truly in love with somebody and there's all this stuff going on in their life, once that's done and they can think and know that you're the one they want to be with, they'll come back fixed. Right now, if you're in each other's lives, they can't fix it. And then when I do a lot of this counseling, I say to people, human beings, everybody, if you have a split and you say, okay, we want to live apart, we don't want to date, you have to be gone at least 30 days. And that means no calling, no touching base, everything. And that's because, oh, someone said to me, they call me, well, we split up for the weekend. I go, really? I can hold my breath all weekend. It's when you start missing somebody, it takes 3 weeks. Do you hear me, young lady? Huh?
In this July, it makes a year since we split up, and I haven't seen him or talked to him in 8 months.
That's still good. That still means he's thinking it through. I kind of wonder, did he tell you he's dating somebody else?
No, he didn't tell me that.
I feel like there's someone in his life right this minute, but I don't know what it's about. I almost feel like, does he have a brother or best friend that had a lady that he wanted him to meet?
I have no idea. I know
the connection.
Huh?
I'm sorry?
Oh,
go ahead.
He had a childhood friend, and the childhood friend had a baby with this girl. Her name is Erica, so I don't know if it's her or not.
Could be, because I felt like there was a connection, like a brother person. And a brother, if I say brother, could also be best friend. Now, childhood friend is like, hello. But I don't feel any emotion with this. It's almost like a connection that was set up. But you're still in his mind, and I still hear him calling you again. After 8 months, young lady, if I were your mom or your best friend, I would say, you know what, this guy's, you need to not put your heart into it anymore. Go on, because then I'm being real square with you guys. You know, I always tell the truth because I care about you all. The important thing is he's got the power and you do not. And if you think you have power by holding on and waiting, you're going to get hurt. And I look for your emotionalness. For you to hold on and think you have power in the situation, you got to let it go. He's got the power. So you got to go on with your life and get your power back. So if he shows up, you're not, oh, I'm so glad you finally showed up because I'm so lonely for you. Do you hear what I'm saying, Jen?
Yeah.
Okay, so remember to keep your power and you go on with your life. And this guy, he gets his act together and comes back. Then you're not waiting around and surrender your power back to him. Okay? All right, girl. Call me back if you... Yeah, I got to go, hon. One question at a time. I got 6 people behind you here, sweetie.
Oh, wow.
So we got to let you go.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Thanks.
Uh-huh, you bet. And we have 215 area code.
How you doing?
And who is this speaking? Okay, wait a minute. Huni, I see your question. Let me get to this gentleman, and I'll get right back to you. I'm sorry. Okay, we have a 215 area code. We have another gentleman tonight. And what's your first name?
Alexander.
Great name. And what state are you from, sir?
Philadelphia.
Philadelphia. And what can I do for you tonight?
Where's my life gone?
Oh, my gosh. What a big statement. And when you said that,
the basic brief statement in my past, was like, you know, everything in my past meant to happen to get to the present.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, and we are the accumulation of our life experiences. You know, as a young person, you probably got a lot of life ahead of you, and you've had a lot of life behind you. If you could narrow it down to an area of interest, are you asking about a career? Are you asking about love relationships?
Just like in terms of my career.
Okay. I thought you might ask about that. Have you ever talked to me before?
No.
Have you ever called me? You know, there's so many of us that do radio shows and you get free time with us. Be careful, everybody, that you don't get over saturated with people's opinions because it can be even more confusing. There's a few shows, and I see the psychic get one of you here over and over and over. they're telling me, I don't know if I've talked to you before, you sound familiar, you feel familiar to me. So I don't know if you're an artisan. Do you have artistic abilities of any kind, music or artwork?
Yes.
I feel like that's where you belong. I feel like you've come from a past life with artistic ability, whether it's painting, but painting and music feel the same in my head. And that's where you're headed. And by chance, do you have a male child yet?
No.
You're going to have a child in the future that's going to be just like you and have the same abilities. So the ability, whether it's music or art, it's hereditary. And you've come in this lifetime to pursue that. You will possibly move a little more east. I can't tell, what state did you say you're from? Philadelphia? You can go east, but I can't tell how far. It feels like a half hour to an hour drive in distance. And there'll be opportunities and work for you. Now, you don't sound like you're only 18, but I can't tell if you're 25 and been through college.
29.
So what a life experience you have, I feel like you'll be able to get a job. But in your life, you have to pursue the art, whether it's music or painting. So which is it? Is it music or artwork?
Music.
I feel like that's where you're headed. And I think I did talk to you, or you called my sister's show with me. Did you call where we talked to you in person, Bonnie and I? I think so. And we both said that you are meant to be in music, and I feel like I'm going to tell you again, I see you managing a group, and you're headed toward music production. And so I want to still say that that's the same thing I got tonight.
Because I'm bipolar, it's so effective. I feel bad about that. You know what I mean?
You're bipolar, that's okay. We're all born with things. As long as you keep on your meds, you'll be fine. Most of my life was dyslexic. Didn't know I was until I was in my 20s. I said, oh, is that what's wrong with me? So we all have issues. And it didn't stop me from 20 years of being what I am, and now I'm writing books and classes. So you will be able to. I see you as an older man in a music studio. So I know you're going to get to where you want to go. Perhaps the turmoil of your brain chemistry, the way it's wired, can be inspiration for some really emotional music. It's coming, guys, just a matter of when. I think you can have things open up for you within a year. Okay? You're welcome, sir. It's nice talking to you. Good luck. Okay, I want to get to the chat room, and I apologize. I did see a question. Okay, there is a, you know, sometimes a cloud surfer. What a great title, but I don't know if that's a man or a woman. What do you see in my personal life, relationship-wise? I do see you in a relationship. It's a dark-haired person, but I don't know if you've broken up and waiting for somebody, or you know somebody, and they're coming back into your life in the near future. You need to give me a little bit more. Oops. You know, that's the only thing about this chat room. I'm having a hard time keeping it in order. This one is, I guess that's why I got to keep reading it quick. I am having challenges with coworkers. Will this be resolved? You said the right word, coworker, but I'm reading coworkers. I feel like there's two involved. And I'm not sure if a woman with dark hair may still be a problem. So I'm not getting, you may have resolution to this current issue, but I feel like there's oil and water issue. Boy, you just got it right. I almost feel like whoever I'm talking about is always upset or always angry, always looking for issues to stir the pot. And you just got in their vision. And I don't feel like it's going to get better. We'll quiet down probably for 2 or 3 more months, and then it'll be fine. And then, the screen is just coming. You told me last time I'll hear from my man friend. I want to know when he comes back or our relationship go forward. That's asked me a lot. They said, okay, you said this person's going to show up. Does that mean we're going to be a couple and live together and marry? I feel like you're still on a rocky road. It'll go in and out, in and out. Will it end up as a permanent relationship? It almost feels like you will have to really work at it. It's almost like maybe you picked on each other or there was obstacles against each other. Those things need to be worked out. And then after that, it's very possible you could. Okay? Blue, I don't know if you will find a home at Square in one story, almost looks like it's not a manufactured home possibly, but it's very clean and very white. It looks like it's on a lot. I don't think it's a subdivision. And I don't know what state you're in. I would give it a little better. So I want to go to 678 area code. And who am I talking to tonight? Hello?
Hi. Good morning.
You know what? We're not getting the best reception here tonight, everybody. You know what? I bought a new phone. So if I have to have a repeat, make sure that we can hear each other. 678 area code. Young lady, what's your first name?
Bonnie.
Bonnie?
Yes.
And what state are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Hello, Georgia. You know, I'm kind of wondering, are you calling on one of those internet phones?
No, this is my cellular phone.
Wow. You're very, very soft. Well, give me your question, and what I'll do is I'll repeat it.
Okay. I'm wondering if you see someone coming for me in the near future. I've kind of been lonely for a while now, and I just kind of like want someone, I guess, to more like keep me company and go out and date and have fun. Something I was wanting.
You're going to have a pretty nice relationship coming up. You know, the gal called me this afternoon, and she says, Nancy, it's been 6-7 years, and that dark-haired man still hasn't shown up. And what happens is if your life is routine and the same, time can be off. I want to say October, November, you are involved and a little taller man with lighter hair. Sometimes I can't tell blonde versus gray. How old are you now?
I'm 31.
Gray about that time, so you probably have a light-haired man coming, and I feel real romance in October. And maybe end of September and going into November, that time frame. And you have to appreciate, probably meet him sooner, unless you're one of these gals and the cosmos has spoken, the soulmate is seen. I'm also getting the first part of August as relationship or dating. So you do have people coming, but I think you're at an age now, you're going to be more particular. And I want you to be that. I think you're looking at a person with eyes kind of like from the side of your face. You look up and you go, well, I don't know about you. So be more discriminating. I think you are going to have a really nice romance in the wintertime. Okay?
Okay.
For you, Bonnie. Good luck.
Thanks.
All right, sweetie. Bye-bye. And I was talking to someone about the chat room. If anybody's on Blog Talk knows how to get to these people, slow the chat room down just a little bit more. Let's see. Okay, so I'm trying to say the red, I'm seeing your printing, but I'm trying to figure out how come the screen is not holding still for me for reading. How is my husband's health? Hi, Kim. Boy, when you ask a question like that, what is going on in the first place? The energy going across the shoulders is down, but I can't tell if we're looking at a body soreness or something wrong with neck and shoulders. I can't tell. The depression, there's heaviness in his mind. Now, is that a health issue? When you say health, what condition are we talking about? If you can get back to me, that is, then you ask if you're moving. How's your the husband's health and moving? I'm not seeing a move right away. If you're looking to see if you should move away from your husband or if the opportunity for moving is there, then I want to go August. And then the red, Fred may be spending time with his buddies. And I feel like you need to say to Fred, Fred, if you want to go with your friends out for the evening and you don't want to see me, then don't make plans to see me and then let me down. Okay? So I want to say that there's people around him that he's spending time with instead of you. You need to find out, wow, this is so tough to see the screen. Some of you, I'm not getting the question because the screen wasn't holding still for me, and I really apologize. When mom has been gone for a while, and stepfather, when will he allow me to receive personal belongings? I want to say within a couple of months, your conversation with him is increasing, and he will surrender some of her things. And I don't know if they're valuable or not. Looks like some papers or letters and stuff. Okay? So I want to go to the 831 area code, and who am I talking to? Is this Florida?
California. This is Tina.
Oh, my gosh. 813 is Florida. Hello, Tina. I'm getting all my states mixed up.
Hi.
Must be Florida. Well, Tina, what's going on with you? What can I do for you?
I have to calm down. I got scared when you answered, like, wow, it's fine. You're talking to me.
Oh, my gosh.
So
that's why
of adrenaline just shot through me.
Oh, my gosh, girl. And the people say I really do have a lot of energy. I usually say the area code, then you'll know that I'm talking. Those who are in the queue, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of you, after your Tina here. If I say your area code, then you'll know you're next. Well, my dear, what's going on with you? What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I wanted to know if I'm going to bring a lawsuit against a doctor, and I've never, ever, ever brought a lawsuit against anyone in my life. And if it wasn't for spirit interfering with angelic energy, and if it wasn't my time, you know, if my contract wasn't up, then I would definitely be in the ground because of what the doctor did. And it's so hurtful and painful for me to realize that someone could do that. But my question is, do you see me prevailing? I haven't brought it yet. I'm going to do it towards the middle or end of June. And do you see me winning this case?
I'm going to put some hesitation on this. And I'm saying you need to talk to your attorney and make sure you have the best case possible. I'm going to – don't tell me anything else because this is really important. I don't like your doctor. And the reason is that he has some powerful people on his side. You know, you can find attorneys that are $500 an hour. And he's so persistent, so I don't know what it is about him, but if you go after him, he will go after you. And he's going to fight this. Because I don't know if it means that he can never lose or he has such a huge reputation or he has his best friends with the most expensive attorneys in New York. But I want you to really look at this because I'm not getting the best feeling.
Okay, so you don't, I feel like I'll be under attack and, prepare myself, but I don't know if at the end of it, if I'll, you know, prevail, because I don't want to hurt anyone else.
Well, like I said, it wasn't your time, and the angels were on your side for sure, but I just said that about this guy. He is a bulldog. And if anybody hurts him, then he brings in the bulls from the orchard with the big horns. It might be a lot. You need to have someone on your side who can look at this and say this is open and shut case. If my little girl from Placerville's listening tonight, she's doing the same thing, going after Doc. And it is such black and white. I saw her with extra money taking a trip to Florida and buying all new furniture for her front room. I can't get that with you. I'm not positive you're going to go through with this. And it could be that if he's a bulldog and he comes after you, like I said, like a matador, and even if he's the most guilty man in the whole world, I want to make sure that you can win
With what they found massive infection that had been in me for over 2 years, and they thought the surgery would take 45 minutes, and I ended up being in there for 6 hours.
So with
the surgical notes that I have, and with me going in and him turning me away and not even wanting to look at me, I was thinking that the surgical notes would prove it just with what's in writing and what they discovered.
Like I said, it doesn't matter what I think. What I'm saying is I'm not having a good – remember, everybody, I don't want too much information. I'm trying to save you and give you privacy. But what I get is usually – like you said, you are already afraid, and you're afraid he's going to attack you. I just got to say that, so I'm confirming it. All I'm asking you is find the best doc lawyer you can get and make sure that you can win based on what they know, because if you're off, he may just come back with things that you never even thought about. This little girl in Placerville, remember, I don't turn you down from doing it. I'm saying be real prepared. This little girl in Placerville has the best case possible, and they had 2 days of 6 hours of just them getting after her, what's it called, a deposition or something. I mean,
yes.
It's amazing. So do get back to me, Tina, on this. I want to know you're okay, but at the moment, I'm not sure that you're going to pursue it, and if it looks like he's going to get big guns out, I just don't know if it's worth it. I can't tell. Okay?
Okay. Thank you so much.
I'm sorry, girl. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Lena, I did think you were going to get a job. My feeling is, and Bonnie and I talked to you about this, that you are in the slot for a job, I think at least two. It's just a matter of them hiring you. And you would not even be in the first slot to get a job if that energy of the man had been around you, because your eyes were turned down and your energy was not receptive to even being hired. Now, ladies and gentlemen, remember how many times I talked and there was somebody earlier, boy, this chat room is just too hard to hold still. Energy is seen and felt. I see it, but it felt more. Have you not been around somebody and say, well, something's really wrong with them. So if you're in conflict with a partner and you're trying to find a job, you can appreciate how tough it is to hire you if you're emitting some kind of negative energy. So sometimes when relationships aren't good, you have to get away to be able to get hired. And I do feel like, Lena, there's a good job coming for you. Oh, I just can't hold on. I'm going to try it this way. I think I missed another question. If I miss your question and can't, I know it's a lot of work. You may have to repeat it. We have quite a few people in the chat room tonight, and everybody's typing. I have 20 people in there, and I guess the scrolling is going so fast. I'm missing some questions. Was Fred with another woman? You know, I feel like it was men, and it was these two or three men. He's with a bunch of people, okay? So I'm going to go to the call-in. We only have 30 minutes left. I'm going as fast as I can, kids. I know a lot of it's really hard. 850 area code. Oh, no, that's the young man that wants just to listen. Let me go to area code 336. There we go. Okay, 336, who am I talking to? Hello, area code 336. Hello. Oh, I hope they're not something wrong Blog Talk. Let me go to area code 207. Area code 207, are you there? Oops. Now the screen just rebooted. Okay, area code 207, are you there? Am I going to have to do this one at a time? You see what's going on here. Area code 207, are you there? I'm not hearing everybody. Do me a favor and stay on until I can, and if it looks like there's something wrong with the Blog Talk, I may have to have you dial back in. 818 area code, I'm clicking you on now. Well, let's see here. It's not working. It's always fun. Let me just talk for a minute. I was talking to a gal today with fear, and we were talking about her fear of relationship and not getting relationship. 207, are you now here? Okay. Let me go to area code 818. 818, are you on the line? Okay, we're just having all kinds of fun tonight on this. I will now click on 443 area code. Anyway, so we were talking about how important it is not to let fear of others seep into your life. So this gal has fear around her, and now she's picking it up and fearing for her own relationships and her own work arena. So it's very important. This is really tough. I'm going to just go over everybody. I know you have got quite a few people in line to talk to me in person, but it looks like it's trying to reboot. Had a couple people hang up. Try again. All right, 336, would you hang up? And area code 818, and when I see your number come in, then I will answer. Let me go to the chat room because I'm having trouble getting the calls. Come on. The room is moving. Okay. I am so sorry about that. Thanks. Yes. You're welcome. Trying between the chat room screen really moving and it appears. Oh, I have a lot of friends in here tonight. Hello, everybody. What a great name, Dusty Rose. Some of you people have come up with the most clever names to be called in each other. I think it's wonderful. Trek Star, I see you in here. And Denise, you come in. And I seem to have problems with the call-ins. It's still not even hanging up on the ones that I want. I'm going to F5 and see if that will help my screen any. I'm not sure, Fred. I think Fred is starting to feel guilty that he hasn't touched base.